He does a great job. He was the first one that came here and decided that he wanted East Catholic Cemeteries Association to do something with us. Chris Radlitz, he is the Family Service Director. And I want to tell you something. When you first got the job and you were going to talk about funerals and services, he said, do you do that on radio? And we decided yes, and it's been very, very successful because of the leadership that Chris provides. He doesn't like you to say that, but I'm saying it because I have experienced it. And here he is. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good to see you again. How do you do, Paul?
Hey, Chris. Nice to meet you.
Boy, you know, this is really, when you stop to think about it, do you remember the first the first few days?
Well,
we both
always
wondered.
It's always interesting because I've never been on the radio before, so
that
alone was an experience.
Yeah.
And then, of course, being in the presence of a Connecticut icon had something to do
with how about that, huh?
Adding a little bit of nervousness. But then, interesting, you know, you make everything very comfortable, and it's easy to talk to you and your audience about such important matters that we deal with every day.
You know, my partner, right next to me here, was just, he would understand this just like we do. And it's amazing.
Well, yeah, I've done, you know, I was, you know, only child, so caretaker for, you know, my mother and father and a couple of elderly relatives too. So, putting end of life plans together for them and Catholic burial and all that. So yeah, it's something that I've dealt with over the years, and I know how important it can be and how trying it can be if you don't have the proper help from to help members of the family.
Well, I think you're right, Paul. And also, if you've had to go through it, you know that when everything is done in advance by your loved ones, it saves such a great amount of time.
Yeah.
It saves a great amount of finances.
Yeah.
And really, the greatest gift is that it truly is a loving gift that you leave behind.
Yeah, it allows you
not having the family have to deal with it at such a difficult time.
It allows you the space to just grieve or to be with your family without running around, you know, the day after somebody passes or 2 days trying to pull all this stuff together when your mind may be 1,000 miles away.
You know, that's a really, really good way to look at it. Thinking about the fact that it gives you the time that you need to be with your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful way to express it.
But you know something, I think, Chris, what really got to me was when we all started. And again, it's something unusual. I think we all will agree with that. But the reason it works is because it's the end of the line. Yes, they hear it. They come to you. And it's amazing. You've got all kinds. November the 7th, St. Mary Magdalene Parish in Oakville, Connecticut, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., Dignity of Life Seminar. You've had all of these, and this is what you do.
Yeah, the Dignity of Life Seminar series we started about 2 years ago, and it's been extremely positive, extremely well received by the community. What it is an opportunity for myself from the Catholic cemeteries, a funeral director, a long-term care individual, and usually a probate judge or elder care attorney, to get together and give about a 15 to 20 minute presentation about the various aspects of their particular area of expertise. And it really gives families an opportunity to ask all the questions that they might not have someone to turn to find these answers. And it's a very comfortable environment. You've got a large group of people, so nobody feels singled out. And it's a great way for families to come and learn about all the different aspects and things that are associated with end-of-life care and planning. There's also always a nice spread of food for people so that they get a chance to be able to actually talk amongst themselves in a relaxed environment, enjoy, break a little bread with people. So for us, it's been an extremely successful series. We try and do them right through until the middle of November, and then we kind of take a break because of the holidays coming up, and then we start up again back in January. So in most cases, there's at least one to two a week in different parishes or senior centers throughout the Archdiocese footprint.
And obviously, people are going to feel comfortable here because, you know, they have all these questions, but sometimes you would have people say, well, I have a question, but, I feel funny asking this one-on-one, or I don't want to have to pay for an attorney or an elder care lawyer. They're going to charge me $400 or $500 an hour, and I just have two questions. So that in and of itself has got to be a great byproduct to your seminars.
Yeah, we kind of laugh a lot because usually the way the order of presentation is I'll go first, funeral director second, and then, you know, the attorney is last. And what I joke about is he's last because everybody waits for him.
A lot of lawyers.
So I know they're going to stay for the whole program because they really need to hear about what he's got to say.
Right, that's good show business. What's the other thing in show business? Always have them hanging for more.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah. You know, there's something, too, that I wanted to ask you. And you have different type seminars. The Dignity of Life seminar. Now, what is included in that? Now, this is November the 8th. Mary, our Queen of the Church Parish in Plantsville, that's the 8th of November from 2 until 6 p.m. Now, what actually happens at a Dignity of Life seminar? What
okay.
do you do?
So there's two presentations per day. So there's one at 2 p.m. and there's another one at 6 p.m. Particularly for the one on November 8th at Mary, our Queen of the Church in Plantsville. And what happens is there's a slide presentation that's put together for each of the people that I mentioned. So myself will do a slide presentation talking about, you know, what's involved, what's the process that a family goes through when they're interested in talking about cemetery-type products, okay? When they want to pick their final space, what happens? Do you come inside? Do you guys come to our home? How does it all work?
How big of a plot do I have to pick? Where can I put it? Just me and my wife or my husband? What about my kids?
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot of questions that we will kind of try to answer in going through this process. And we talk about the costs, and we talk about, more importantly, I think, than anything, is the family service advisors and explaining to families how they are there to help them on an individual basis through every step of the process. And that's been a great benefit not only to the Archdiocese, but mainly to the families of the Archdiocese, because they know they have someone that they can turn to, not only for the time frame that they're working with setting up their own requirements, but also anytime afterwards, if there's a question, if they have somebody that needs more information, they know they have someone that they know they can trust, they can come to and get all these questions answered. So, and not only is it the cemetery, but the same thing with the funeral directors, attorneys, you know, we all are there to help educate people and really give them a good understanding of all the issues that they are going to have to deal with. And we also give them resources necessary so that down the road, if they choose to make these decisions, they know who to go to and they can get everything taken care of.
I want to give the telephone number.
Sure.
I'll never forget the first few days I was giving this number, and it was one of the easiest that you ever had to give. 800-505-0080. 800-505-0080, and you can call anytime.
So our offices are open from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, but even if you call afterwards, there's going to be a place that you can leave a message and guarantee you that you'll get a call back within 24 hours.
Now, how long has this been going, and what has been the motivation? Because we talked about it when we first met, that is this going to work? Is this going to be? Well, people, you know something? People want to meet somebody.
And to just talk.
People want to talk.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. And you know what I find even surprising is I drive through the cemeteries in the morning. There's people there, and I'll stop and see folks, and I'll say, hi, how are you? You know, can I help you? Is anything that you need? And it's amazing how people just want to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily because they're interested in, you know, buying anything but they just want to talk. They're in this environment. It's peaceful. It's pleasant. They might just be taking a walk, you know, and they feel like they want to have a conversation about these issues. So for us, I think that's a significant factor in what the Archbishop was thinking when he started this program. So it's only been in existence for 3 years, and it has been a phenomenal success in terms of helping families. And I think that's really what he envisioned, to give a resource to the families so that this doesn't become such a taboo item in people's minds that they can now say,
that's
okay,
the key.
Yeah, you know, we're not afraid anymore to talk about it because we can talk to people who are, you know, nice folks, and they're going to help us through it.
Sure. Chris, what is the and having grown up in the Catholic Church, I've been through cemeteries and funeral services all my life, family members. What is the current state, if you will, of space in Catholic cemeteries? Some people may be, there's a space crunch. I might not be able to have a burial. I may have to go to a mausoleum in the cemetery, or maybe we should consider, other things, cremation. Is there a land crunch for some of these cemeteries or not?
So in the state of Connecticut, we're very fortunate in the Archdiocese that somewhere a long, long time ago, people were very prescient about what the needs would be for the families in the state. Mm-hmm. So we're fortunate that we have plenty of land that we'll be able to continue to service the families for long, long past our lifetimes, grandchildren's lifetimes.
Because I know in some states they're really facing a crunch with
space.
Yeah, they are,
especially when you get to places like New York, et cetera, or in the city areas and things. Yeah. They do have some difficulties. So you do see a lot of mausoleums, which we have 13 mausoleums.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I know, personally speaking, I prefer mausoleums because I just think it's very
dignified. I have some relatives buried in the mausoleum. Yeah. Well, the casket turned mausoleum. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So it's I think that we are very fortunate that we have the space that's necessary for a long time to come. Mm-hmm. And one of the nice aspects of that is when you have that much land, it gives you an opportunity to do new things with new sections to help meet the needs of what the market and what families are asking for. You mentioned cremation.
Yeah.
So it's possible now what you'll find when you come into our cemeteries is, there's going to be cremation gardens that are going to be developed.
Wow.
And these are things that didn't exist before. So having the ability to change with society and with what the needs of our families are is a great benefit to the families as well as obviously to the organization.
Nice. You know, one of the things too, and we had mentioned this before, I hadn't said anything to my friend yet, but we were talking about doing a broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Right over here. And, it hasn't been done before, but to work out a program for that particular program. And do it right over here.
Yeah, well, you have Mount St. Benedict's, which is one of our most beautiful cemeteries, right across the
two
street.
Of us right over
that's
here.
Right.
So doing a remote show from there would be absolutely wonderful, maybe like a Memorial Day show or something like that.
Sure,
that would be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something that we should get on the drawing boards. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I also wanted to mention to your listeners is with the way finances are and the way people are all working really hard and trying to, make ends meet. From now until Christmas Eve, if you were to come into our cemeteries and make a purchase and you'd like to finance it, there's 0% financing from now until...
Really?
Yeah, until Christmas Eve. So if anybody in the past has been thinking about doing something and, they don't really have the full amount that's necessary,
okay,
at least now they have an opportunity, they can finance it and it won't cost them anything.
Excellent.
And again, it's the same number that we've been giving you, 800-505-0080. 800-505-0080. You know, since you started this, it just seems that you have blossomed out. In a way, it's I think it's wonderful. And people are not afraid, and they feel comfortable. And that's how you wanted. That's the first thing you said when you first came in here.
And I think that a great sign of that is the fact that we're continuing to add family service advisors to our team. So it's been so successful that in order to service families properly, you have to have enough people so that they are being taken care of properly. So we're always looking for, good, strong people who have a love of a ministry and have a little bit of sales experience behind them. To give us a call and come in and talk and see if they would fit in with our organization.
And once again, that 0% financing you said was now through Christmas Eve. All right.
And you know, the other thing too is that it was something that you thought would happen as far as people getting along, and just look at the way it's grown. And it's grown. There were people there that wanted this, but they didn't know what to do.
Exactly.
And now they feel a part of something.
Very well said. We try and look at everything as our family, and we bring everybody together with the thought that, you know, we are a part of your family also.
Well, again, Chris Radlitz, Family Service Director, and again, 800-505-0080 is the telephone number, and it's just terrific that you come in and you meet my dear friend who I'm going to be working with.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep, we're working together. We get along, too.
We do, too. We do. Chris, thank you.
That's always helpful. It was a pleasure. Thanks again.
Okay, my friends, just stay with us, and we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back.